I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. As the new competition season gets underway, the NCAA continues to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the 1972 federal law commonly known as Title IX. Signed into law by President Richard Nixon, the 39-word law requires, quote, "No person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance." While the law led to rapid growth in women's athletics for NCAA member schools, it also provided new equal opportunities for women seeking admission to academic paths such as medical school and law school. Beginning in 1991, the NCAA established the Woman of the Year Award to recognize women who excelled at both academics and athletics. The recipient is chosen from 156 conference nominees across all three divisions. More to come on This Week in the NCAA. The NCAA announced this week that the NIT postseason basketball tournament finals will be hitting the road for the first time ever next March. The 2023 semifinals and title game will be played in Las Vegas and a year later in Indianapolis. The move brings a close to the 86-year tradition of the tournament, crowning its champion at New York City's Madison Square Garden. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.